What a long, long day. Time to head back to my house and kick back and relax. It sure does get so dark in these woods. But a giant like me is never scared of anything. Wait. What's that sound? I hear something rustling in the bushes. What is that? Is anybody there? Come out, wherever you are. Listen. Whoever or whatever you are, I'll have you know I'm a giant and I'm not scared of anything. If you're trying to frighten me, you're barking at the wrong tree. No pun intended, seeing that we're in a forest and all that. But I can imagine you're a tiny, small creature, judging by the sound of your footsteps. Ah! Gotcha! Oh, look at you. You're a tiny little human. So puny. What are you doing in these woods this time of the night? Do you know how dangerous it is for tiny little things like you to be out here wandering around? Looking for something. What were you looking for? A giant? Foolish. You came out here to look for a giant. How did you think that interaction was going to go? If you did happen to find one. I mean, you did now, I guess, or I found you. It's a good thing I'm a kind-hearted giant, because one of the other giants would have instantly crushed you. Oh, look how frightened you look. That little face and those teeny tiny beads of sweat on your skin. Well, you shouldn't have been out here looking for giants if you couldn't handle what you were gonna find. No, I will not put you down. In fact, I haven't decided what to do with you. I was on my way home, actually from a long day of doing giant things. I might just take you home with me and see just what I can do with you. You seem pretty useless, to be honest. I mean, what could I possibly use something as tiny as you for? Anyways, I guess I will figure that out when I get to my cabin. Now, stop screaming. I'm not gonna hurt you. Yet. Just kidding. I'm probably not gonna hurt you. Well, I'll try not to squish you. I mean, you're so tiny. I'll be careful. Okay. This is my house, my cabin, in the middle of the woods. What do you mean, cute for a giant's house? Not only small things can be cute. Well, thank you. I'm glad you like it. I'm gonna set you down in this chair over here. I know it's quite big, but this is somewhere I can at least keep my eye on you. There you go. Wow, you look super tiny on my chair. Aw, that's actually kind of cute. You are kind of cute, little human. What's your name? Oh. You humans have the most peculiar names. I don't know why you see the need to have more than one name. That's always been strange to me. We giants, we only ever have one name. And it's always so mighty and powerful, just like we are. I think one name just makes more of an impact, a statement, if you may. But you humans, no, it has to be more than one name. A surname. Whatever is that used for? Oh. Okay, I'm... sure. Whatever. I don't need a surname, because I'm the one and the only, and everybody knows who I am when my name is mentioned. I mean, I guess it makes sense because there's not that many giants around, and our community is quite small, so maybe we just never needed surnames. Anyway, tiny human, would you like something to eat? Maybe berries or something? I mean, I guess humans eat berries, don't they? Okay, here you go. Ooh. Oh, did that knock you over? I mean, these are giant berries. That would take you a while to finish. I guess you could, like, take a few bites or something. Nibble on it. I'm just gonna change out of these clothes and get into something more comfortable. Just stay over there and nibble on your berry, okay? Good. What are you looking at? Oh. I mean, I guess you've never seen a giant's body before. This must be so interesting for you. Do you want to take a closer look? Maybe explore a little bit? Come here. Let me lift you up. There you go. They're huge, aren't they? I know. Twice the size of your head. Do you want to feel on them? Okay. Oh. Well, of course they're sensitive. They're breasts. What did you expect? Don't human women have sensitive breasts? You've never? Oh. Wow, okay. Imagine how crazy it is then to have the first time you explore a woman's body be with a giant. That must be insane for you. Your friends are never going to believe you. Okay, I'll show you exactly what to do. Yeah, put your hand over here. Squeeze. Oh, yeah. That's good. I'm gonna need to get you out of these little clothes of yours. I can. Good. I'll get this little shirt off. And these little pants. So tiny, it's ridiculous. There. Oh. What do we have here? You're already hard. Look at that tiny little human cock dripping with pre-cum. Ha! Huh. You're a horny little one, aren't you? Did you just call me mommy? Huh. I like the sound of that. Is that because of my size? Aw, so cute. You humans are really so cute. That's okay. Mommy's gonna touch you. I don't really know if you can actually please me because you're so tiny. But seeing you all hot and bothered like that is already doing it for me. Do you want to try and see if you can please your giant mommy? Aw, you do. You want to be a good little boy for mommy? Okay. Mommy's just gonna play with you, okay? Yeah, just lay down with mommy. It's okay, don't worry. I'm not gonna crush you. Let mommy stroke you, touch you. You like that? Oh, you're so hard for mommy. Oh, do you like mommy's long, giant fingers touching you and stroking you like this? Oh. Good boy. Yeah, you can play with mommy too. Yes. Yeah, that's right. Moan for mommy. Oh, that's so good. Mommy wants you so bad. Do you feel up to it? Do you think you can please your giant mommy? You can. Oh, I know, sweetie. I know you can try. Come here. Get on top of mommy. No, I can't get on top of you because I'm way too big. I would suffocate you, you poor thing. Okay. Come on, get on top of me. There you go. Oh, gosh, you're so small. Oh, look how small you look on top of me. That's such a turn on. Now, come on. put it inside mommy. I know. I'm so turned on already. I can't wait to have your little cock inside me. Yeah, put it in. That feels good. Yeah, I can feel it. I know you're way, way smaller than me in size, but somehow I can still feel you. And it feels so good. Oh my god. Yeah, I'm so wet. I'm soaking you all over. Because I'm so big. Everything on me is so big. And that just means so, so much more wetness. Look at you swimming inside mommy. Inside mommy's giant pussy. So big, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, baby, you're shaking. Oh, you poor thing. Are you gonna come inside mommy? You're gonna come inside this giant, big pussy? Yeah, come inside mommy. Mommy's gonna come too. That's good. Oh, fuck. You did so amazing for a little human. Yeah, you did. Look at you trembling. You poor little thing. I am not done with you. I'm gonna keep you here and keep milking you until you're dry. Yeah, you're gonna stay with me here in my cabin, and I'm gonna use you like the little toy you are.